a dog to drop whatever it was doing and run to listen, it meant that the record player had good quality sound. The advertising executives at RCA Victor knew a good thing when they saw it. I have never worked for RCA, or even had a gramophone in my house. I also never had a terrier mix dog that looked anything like the dog in the painting. Why, then, the reader might ask, would I want to own that famous painting? The answer to that question is simple. The painting always makes me think of my relationship with God. The late Gilda Radner once said, "Dogs are the most amazing creatures. They give unconditional love. For me, they are the role model for being alive." I could not agree more wholeheartedly with Ms. Radner's statement. As she said, dogs do give unconditional love. We had a little poodle one time that had been badly abused. We had been looking for a non-shedding variety of dog, due to our daughter's allergies, but doubted we could afford to purchase one. I read through the dog advertisements in our newspaper every evening, hoping to find one. Imagine my surprise when there was an ad for a free poodle. I was on the phone immediately and went to see the dog in spite of my misgivings. The lady on the phone had said, "Oh, yeah, we have a dumb little mutt that's out in our barn. We just want to give it away because it's useless. It just gets in the way when my husband's out there. It can't even kill a mouse." Upon arrival at the barn, the farmer kicked a little furball in our direction. I picked up a cowering, tiny, apricot-colored poodle that looked like it had never been clipped or brushed. You could barely see its little face. I didn't even know if it had a name or how old it was. I was so outraged at the treatment this little pup had been given that I immediately said, "We will take her home." We dubbed the pathetic creature Susie. The vet estimated that she was probably 8 or 10 years old. Wouldn't you think that after being so badly abused for such a long time, she would have been wary to allow herself to love again? Wouldn't you think she would have avoided people's feet like a plague if she had been kicked around a barn her entire life? Susie, however, was a different kind of dog. She was sweet and lovable and became friends with everyone she met. She only lived a couple years with us, but they were happy years. What always amazed me about Susie was remembering that first time we saw her. When the farmer, who obviously hated this dog, whistled for her to come to him, she trotted.